The Yukon River's two chum runs are meeting up this week. The summer chum run is winding down, and the fall chum run is just beginning. The state's monitoring programs near the Yukon coast began reporting all chum as fall chum salmon as of Wednesday, which means the commercial fisheries have also gone to fall chum. So what's the difference between the two fish? From member station KYUK in Bethel, Angela Denning Barnes explains.
Yukon fall chum are not just chum that run later in the season. Fred Bew, area management biologist with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, says one of the main differences between summer and fall chum is how they spawn. While summer chum spawn in long stretches of river that can be 20 miles in length, fall chum are a little pickier and must go way upriver.
The fall chum, it's frequently within a mile stretch of river. In springs and upper portions of the drainage, and so that water actually stays relatively warm all winter. A lot of it is actually ice-free in really remote places.
Fall chum also look a little different than summer chum. Externally, they're a little bigger on average, but the real difference is on the inside. They have a thicker belly fat, and their eggs are smaller on the lower Yukon.
The eggs are very tiny, very immature, and part of that is because they travel so far upriver to spawn that when they first come into the water, those eggs are very immature, and as they move up, then they mature and get larger, whereas the summer chum don't travel so far, so when they come into the river, the eggs are already a little bit larger.
Bew says all chum run in distinct pulses, but fall chum enter the river much like coho salmon. They like to ride the southern storms.
It's really dramatic where there will be very, very few fish coming, and then all of a sudden you watch the tides and the tide schedule, and you can watch the storms coming up the Bering Sea. And so it may be a week apart from one pulse to the next, with very few fish passing in between.
Bew says that the state Fish and Game tries to schedule commercial fishing periods around the pulses, but they also have to contend with darkening fall nights and other factors. The market for fall chum is a little better than for summer chum because they are a little fatter fish. Prices are being set for this year right now, but last year, fall chum and coho on the lower Yukon went for between 35 and 45 cents a pound. The coho usually show up on the lower Yukon about halfway through the fall chum run. I'm Angela Denning Barnes.